Meditation 4.10. Meditation on compassion and Tonglen, taking and giving. Tonglen, which is Tibetan for giving and taking, is a meditation for developing love and compassion. It is found in a series of teachings and practices known as thought transformation or mind training, Lojong in Tibetan. The idea behind these teachings is that we can transform our thoughts from being self-centered, deluded, and destructive to being loving, compassionate and beneficial to others. Doing this is naturally good for others, but also for ourselves. We will feel more peaceful, happy, satisfied, and positive about ourselves. The ultimate goal of the practice is becoming enlightened, at which point we can make our existence as beneficial as possible for others. One aspect of the thought transformation teachings is learning how to transform problems and difficulties onto the spiritual path. Usually, we dislike problems, and do whatever we can to get rid of them as quickly as possible. But problems are not really problematic from their own side, it depends on how we view and deal with them. With the right understanding and methods, we can make problems useful, in the same way that we recycle garbage or turn it into fertilizer for our garden. For example, being stuck in a traffic jam is a problem if we let ourselves become impatient, thinking of all the things we'd rather be doing. But if we recognize the futility of such thoughts, and instead use the time to contemplate positive things, recite mantras, or listen to a spiritual teaching, then the situation becomes spiritual practice. Tonglen is one such method for transforming problems. The basic idea of Tonglen is that we meditate on love and compassion, generating the wish for others to be happy and free from suffering. And then we imagine taking on the suffering of others and giving them our happiness. People sometimes feel this way naturally. For example, parents when they see their child suffering from illness, or rescue workers who are willing to risk their own lives to save those of others. But all of us can generate such courageous feelings by familiarizing ourselves with the meditations on loving kindness and compassion. To begin, it would be helpful to have some familiarity with the meditation on emptiness, to lessen our habitual grasping at a real, permanent, independently existing self. In the full form of this meditation, we imagine taking on the suffering, and causes of suffering, delusions, and karma of all living beings, and giving them all our happiness, wealth, good karma, etc. The practice is normally done in conjunction with breathing. While inhaling, we imagine taking in suffering and its causes. These annihilate our selfishness and other delusions. While exhaling, we imagine giving our happiness and goodness, and these become whatever others need to be happy and whole. Initially, however, many people do not feel ready or able to take on the suffering of others. I can't even handle my own problems. How can I take on everyone else's? So it is advised that we first practice taking on our own suffering. When we become familiar and comfortable with that, we can then gradually take on the problems and suffering of others, starting with people we already love and care about, then strangers, people we are more distant from, and eventually even our enemies. The point of Tonglen is not to focus on the feeling of me taking on suffering, and me giving away my happiness. Instead, we should focus on the other people becoming free of their suffering, and receiving all the happiness they need and wish for, and feel great joy and satisfaction that we have been able to bring this about. Also, the meditation involves imagining taking away others' suffering and giving them happiness. It is not possible to actually do that, except in very rare cases. The purpose of the meditation is to train our mind in love, compassion, and bodhicitta, and to create the causes to become enlightened, at which point we will truly be able to help others be free of suffering and attain lasting peace and happiness. Presented here are two simple versions of Tonglen. The first involves taking on one of your own problems for the benefit of others. It is particularly helpful for those who do not feel ready to take on others' suffering. This meditation is very effective because a mistake we normally make is that when we have a problem, we become obsessed with it, as if we were the only person in the world with such a problem, as if there was nothing else in the world, nothing positive. Just our problem. Such obsessive thinking makes a mountain out of a molehill. The problem may not be so bad, but our way of looking at it makes it seem immense, solid and permanent, as if it will be there forever. By recognizing that others have problems too, and that some have worse problems than ours, our problem will appear more like a molehill, more manageable. That itself gives a sense of relief, and the problem might even disappear altogether. But don't expect that. Expectations are obstacles to success in meditation. If nothing else, the meditation will open our heart and increase our compassion, loving kindness, and willingness to be more helpful to others. The second version of Tonglen involves taking on someone else's problem or suffering. You may wish to get accustomed to the first version before trying the second. You may feel comfortable to do both one after the other, or you may prefer to skip the first one and go straight to the second. There are no hard and fast rules. Do whatever works best for you.